This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
KYW Original Podcasts.
So Henry Gut Crops is the name of one of the Weaver's Way farms in East Falls, and I'm heading out there because what's interesting about this farms is that they partner with a local agricultural high school, and they bring students in to help them with the crops. They learn science there. They learn, you know, agricultural skills, and they also help them run their shop, their co-op, the market. And so I find that interesting. And now the school year is beginning. School is back in session. The kids are back to work. I'm going to go over to the farm and check it out and see what the kids are doing over there. I just pulled up to the co-op and turned off the engine, and it's like this hidden little farm. And they even have, like, it says a livestock center, and they've got crops that go, they're just kind of tucked away behind Henry Avenue here. So picnic benches, trees, and I'm going to go check out the farm stand. This is so beautiful out here. Oh my gosh, and I see all your rows
and rows of vegetables.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW. I'm Hadass Kuznets at Henry Gut Crops, which is a farm here at 7095 Henry Avenue. I'm with Nina Berryman, who works here at the farm. And you work in conjunction with Saul High School. So can you explain the partnership?
Certainly. Henry Gut Crops is a partnership between Saul High School, Weaver's Way Co-op, who I work for, and Food Moxie, our affiliated nonprofit, as well as Parks and Recreation, who actually owns the land that we're farming.
So what happens here?
This is a very busy farm. It's also a bit of a community center, a learning laboratory. A lot of things happen here. Primarily, we grow vegetables for the community, but alongside that, we have students learning, taste testing, working on the farm, and lots of workshops and volunteers.
This really is a farm tucked behind the busy street.
It sure is. Not only is it a real farm with real vegetables on 3 acres, but we also have an acre and a half orchard across the street, also on school campus, and the entire campus is about 55 acres, and they have horses and cows and small animals and sheep and all sorts of farmy things.
So Saul High School is an agricultural high school.
That's correct.
And how did you partner with them?
So originally, Saul High School had eggs from their chickens, and they were looking for an outlet. And they actually brought them to Weaver's Way Co-op for sale. And slowly from there, as our own farm department grew, they were an eager volunteer to host us as we were considering starting our second farm.
This is where Weaver's Way grows a lot of your crops.
Yes, Weaver's Way has two farms. This is one of them. And we're in charge of the operation of the farm.
And do you work side by side with the students?
We do, yeah.
Tell me about that.
So working side by side with students is always interesting, whether it's weeding or transplanting or just looking at bugs and coming over a fear of the nature that the farm is, or working side by side at our very busy farm market and teaching customer service skills and retail skills.
What do you get out of partnering with students, out of working with students?
I get a lot of entertainment out of working with students. I learn so much from working with students. New questions every day, new perspectives that I really appreciate hearing, and a certain sense of gratification in the work that I do.
What are some of the questions they ask? Some of the things that they're not familiar with?
Today we had a class out, and the whole 2 hours was just spent touring the farm, asking questions like, what is this? And taste testing, and seeing their expressions as they tried a fresh carrot from the ground, or a pepper, a sweet pepper, or a hot pepper, which was exciting and challenging, and lots of questions about what is this bug? Is it a good bug or a bad bug? Things like that.
Have a lot of these students never been on a farm before?
Certainly. Most of these students, this would be their first interaction with growing vegetables in the ground.
And these are ninth graders?
It's the whole high school range, so 9th through 12th.
9th through 12th, they're coming in. So the start of the school year brings new students to the farm. I guess that's what you're dealing with right now.
Yep, new students every year, and transferring students as well, coming in at different grades.
What's it like to see students? Like, do they understand where their food comes from?
Some of them really do, and a lot of them they're also learning as they go to school here.
What do you think is unusual or impresses you, either end of the spectrum here, about what they know, about the process of getting food?
I'm always really impressed what the students know about what foods are culturally important to them and their families. I didn't grow up with a lot of culturally important foods in my life. Food was not much more than just the 3 meals a day experience, but there's so many great stories that I hear from students about my grandfather always made this, or my mom always makes this for this reason. They just have a really rich narrative behind the food that they experience every day.
Are a lot of these students experiencing pulling it out from the ground for the first time and seeing it in its natural state?
Yeah, that's often a first-time experience for them here at Saul High School.
Tell me about that. What's that like?
Oh, it's a mix of surprise and sometimes even disgust as you see a dirty vegetable come out of the ground. But our goal is to turn that into excitement and curiosity by the end of the day.
Do they realize that the best food comes from the ground?
I think they do. Slowly but surely.
Even though it's dirty because it's in dirt.
Yep.
What do you love about working side by side with the students? Not only in the farm, but also here at the store.
I love seeing so much change in someone's experience so quickly. We had a class out, and at the beginning of the class, it was difficult to get students to walk just through the beds because there were so many insects and there was just so many new things that they were experiencing. And by the end of 2 hours, they were trying tomatoes fresh from the vine, they were walking through the grass, they were so much more confident even in that short period of time.
Tell me about the new school year and what's it like to have to like acclimate the new students, because you just started, right?
Yes, school just opened about a week ago. Acclimating new students to the farm is, I mean, it's what I love about what I do. Introducing new people to what I do and the experience of being on the farm is what I love most. And it's interesting because there's not one approach that fits all. You always have to try different approaches for so many different individuals that have different interests or comfort levels with what this is all about.
What are those amazing smells I'm smelling? We're out here in the farm and I'm smelling something sweet.
Probably the basil that is in 6-packs here. We're selling basil transplants to our farm market customers.
Yeah, that's a nice, strong smell.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
What else do you have out here on the farm?
We have so much. We grow about 60 different types of vegetables, 20 different types of fruit or nuts or berries in our orchard, and probably 30 different types of herbs and flowers.
So tell me about, like, how does it work? Is most of the kids' time spent out here on the farm? And then do they work in the evenings at the market? Is that part of their schooling?
So most of the students' interaction on the farm is during the school day with their teachers, during the class time. A few students work with us over the summer and or after school, and those are often paid positions.
Do you notice a change in the students as they work the farm? Like, describe the special kind of education you work by doing agriculture.
I think by doing agriculture, you learn a lot about teamwork and a lot about how hard it is to grow food. And I see usually a big change in confidence come over the students as they take ownership over this space, and confidence in speaking with strangers, because we have a lot of volunteers and different customers that come through. And it's really neat to see that process unfold.
What are you most looking forward to this year, Nina?
I'm looking forward to colder weather.
It's been a long summer for you?
Yeah.
Nina Berryman, thank you so much. And let's maybe talk with a student.
Great. I'll go get Shayana.
17-year-old Shayana Tyler is a senior at Saul High School. So this is your final year now.
Yeah, this is my final year.
And you're working at Henry Got Crops.
Yes, I am.
What's it like to come back to school, come back to the farm?
So it's a really cool experience. I'm really busy doing a lot of stuff, working at the farmer's market, or I could be helping with the U-Pick selection out there, or just helping with customers. So it's really fun and cool.
What do you learn by working on a farm?
Learn a lot. There's like a lot of variety of the cows. I learn about the horses. I learn about the sheep. So I learn it all.
What do you learn about the food we eat?
I learn where it comes from, how it can be prepared. It could be prepared multiple ways using healthy nutritional ideas. So it's pretty cool.
So when you came here as a freshman, was that the first time you kind of experienced kind of farm living and working on a farm?
Yeah, it really was.
Do you remember the first time walking through the crops and the beds of vegetable?
Yes, I was like, oh my gosh, there's so many different stuff out here I've never even seen or even heard of. So it was so cool.
What was it like to, you know, to pick vegetables straight from the ground the first time?
It was so awesome. A very unique experience I've never had. It was just awesome.
And how does your experience at an agricultural school help you, like, with how you view just like life skills, like eating and preparing your food?
Well, it helps me in a lot of different ways, especially to eat healthier. We have a lot of recipes and stuff I can learn from, and also cookbooks as well. We sell cookbooks.
Now you're also working the store.
Yes, I am.
So what have you learned from running the co-op here?
So I've learned a lot of things. I've learned where we have our fruits and veggies, where it's picked out. I also learned about where our ice cream, how our ice cream is being made, the manufacturers, all of that stuff. So it's a lot.
You have to know everything in order to tell the customers?
Yes, I do.
How has it been kind of getting to know the customers and dealing with customers and customer service?
Well, customer service is a really, really big thing about working here. It can be difficult and challenging because a lot of people want to get their stuff very quickly and on time and everything. So it can be hard and slow at the same time. So, yeah.
What are some aspects of your job here?
Being on time, working here, making sure the customers are happy. That's key. Customers have to be happy before leaving here. And yeah, that's pretty much it for customer service and everything. Yeah.
So you're learning people skills. Yeah. You're learning life skills.
Yeah, I'm learning life skills, yeah.
What do you like best about this agricultural high school? It's like, you're a city girl, right?
Yeah, I'm a city girl.
You're a city girl working on a farm.
It's really cool.
A lot of people that live in the city don't get this kind of experience.
No, it's very unique. I encourage people all the time, please come back, because you're in for an awesome experience. You can get items and foods from not even supermarkets. This market is like where you find the most unique stuff that you haven't even heard of.
Like what?
Like kohlrabi. Kohlrabi is like this Japanese vegetable, so good. You can eat it raw, or you can saute it and cook it with kale or any other items. It's just so good.
Do you cook at home now?
I cook at home, yeah. I'm starting to... Well, this is my first year cooking at home, so yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Do you pick the things from the farm to cook?
Yeah, I pick a lot of different things from the farm to cook and mix it with other stuff from the store.
What's the thing that is like most unusual about working on a farm, or maybe that like freaks you out? I know the bugs are a big thing here.
Yeah, mosquitoes. Mosquitoes is really what freaks me out here a lot.
Yeah. And the school year is starting, so how's that going?
So the school year is going pretty good. It's going pretty slow. I wanted to go a little faster, you know, the school year, but it's pretty cool.
So when you come back to school, that must bring like all these new people into the farm.
Yes, it brings tons and tons of people back in here. Just a lot.
So the farm is like alive again because all the students are
here.
Yes,
yes. A lot of students come here every Tuesday and Friday. It's awesome.
All right.
They love it.
What do you like about Henry Got Crops?
I love everything. I really don't have a specific thing. I just love it all. Really.
Is there anything that, what's the hardest thing about working here?
Well, I would say the hardest thing about working here is, well, working on our machine, we have different buttons to work.
The register?
The register. Yeah. The register can be difficult.
And where do you spend
new stuff?
Yeah.
Every time I come, just about.
And where do you spend your time during the day with your schoolwork on the farm?
So I actually work indoors because I deal with land turtles, I deal with snakes, I deal with fish, and there's a whole lot of other animals I deal with. So I deal with the indoor cool stuff.
And this is just part of, like, you have a part-time job?
Yeah, this is part of my part-time job, yeah, which is awesome.
And you get to be outside a lot, even though you're working indoors. Yeah. I mean, this is a farm. You get out a lot.
Mm-hmm. A whole lot. A whole lot. It's a lot of exposure.
Shianna Tyler, thank you so much. And all right, I have to ask you, what are you most looking forward to with your senior year?
I'm looking forward to prom. I'm really excited.
Well, have a great year. Thank you so much, Shianna.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadass Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadass Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.